L3 introduces SmartDeck, and Cirrus is the first customer. Piper chooses Garmin for the PiperJet, and ExoJet stuns NBAA with two big announcements. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, September 26, 2007. At NBAA in Atlanta on Tuesday, L3 Communications announced both the introduction of its SmartDeck integrated flight controls and display system and the system's first customer. L3 touts SmartDeck as an intuitive full avionics system that integrates navigation, weather, traffic avoidance, terrain avoidance, communication, flight controls, engine monitoring functionality, and enhanced vision into one easy-to-use system. The company announced that Cirrus Design has selected SmartDeck for the development phase of its TheJet. Cirrus CEO Alan Klapmeyer explained, quote, "Cirrus has always maintained that easy-to-use intuitive avionics are key to increased air safety and necessary to grow the market. L3 has embraced this philosophy. That's why we chose SmartDeck for this development phase of our personal jet. While it is technologically advanced, it is remarkably powerful yet easy to use," unquote. L3 Avionics Systems designs and manufactures advanced cockpit avionics for general aviation, business jet, air transport, and military markets. The company's technologies include SkyWatch collision avoidance, landmark terrain awareness, and StormScope weather mapping systems. Piper Aircraft announced at NBAA Tuesday morning that it has selected Garmin's G1000 avionics suite for the all-new PiperJet. James Bass, Piper CEO, noted, quote, "Piper has had a long and close history with Garmin, and we're excited about what they will bring to the PiperJet. Simply put, in selecting Garmin for the PiperJet, we focused on state-of-the-art avionics for a best-in-class aircraft," unquote. The PiperJet is scheduled for delivery starting in 2010. Piper's as-yet-unnamed Garmin-based panel will include two large-format primary flight displays that digitally integrate flight information. A multifunction display will also be included for all aircraft systems monitoring and flight planning functions. Also included will be Garmin's automatic flight control system, an attitude-based three-axis autopilot. Piper tells ANN the PiperJet proof-of-concept aircraft continues to advance through various stages of assembly, with its fuselage currently in Piper's flight test hangar. A 1/5 scale model of the PiperJet has completed 3 weeks of testing at the Kirsten Wind Tunnel at the University of Washington Aeronautical Laboratory in Seattle. Piper says we'll see development aircraft in the air around April of next year, with appearances at major aviation events later in the year. On the Aero News special feature yesterday, I talked with Paul Tau and Nick Sullinger of ExoJet about their just-announced 30-plane order for Cessna Citation X business jets. ExoJet launched its service less than 2 years ago, using a unique model to attempt to combine airline-level professionalism and safety with private jet flexibility for frequent business travelers. I thought their $600 million order would be their big news for the week, but no. After our interview, I bumped into Nick Sullinger in the hallway of the Georgia World Congress Center and found out that ExoJet was announcing another big purchase. This one, $1.9 billion, that's with a B, for 20 Bombardier Challenger 300 jets and options for an additional 60 aircraft. ExoJet, which derives much of its economic and safety benefit from its uniform fleet of Citations, will continue that operational model by developing a separate business unit for the Challenger fleet, which will offer customers a larger cabin plane. ExoJet will begin receiving its first Bombardier Challengers next year. I'll track down Paul and Nick, and we'll get them back on the AeroNews special feature in the next few days to tell us more. Pratt & Whitney Canada tells ANN it has received type certification from Transport Canada for its PT6A67P engine, selected to power the next-generation Pilatus PC-12 business turboprop. The engine's rated at 1,200 shaft horsepower, a 15% increase for the new PC-12 for faster climbs and higher cruise speeds. Pratt & Whitney Canada has certified close to 70 engine models within the PT-6A turboprop series and sold over 35,000 of the engines. Pilatus is showing the next generation PC-12 to the public for the first time here at NBAA in Atlanta. Up next on ANN, Grobe Aerospace announces progress with the SPN Lightjet. Sino-Swearingen delivers its first two customer aircraft, and FLIR introduces a new low-cost IR system for GA use. You're listening to Aero News.
The Piper Mirage. Pressurized comfort and pure performance. Six-seat comfort. Turbocharged 350-horsepower piston engine. Maximum cruise speed. 213 knots true. Range 1,345 nautical miles. Useful load 1,245 pounds. Maximum operating altitude 25,000 feet. Excitement level off the charts. To learn more about the Piper Mirage, visit us at NBAA booth number 1156. Log on to Piper.com or call 866-FLY-PIPER.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com. At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 26, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Not all the press briefings here at NBAA involve curtain drops. An equally important function of the show is to offer companies with products already announced the chance to show the industry, investors, and customers progress along the path to entering service. Grobe Aerospace is one of those. The company announced this week at NBAA it has received over 70 orders for its SPN light business jet. The most recent orders come primarily from corporate customers across Europe and the USA, adding to earlier orders from buyers on four continents. Grobe CEO Niall Ulver isn't yet identifying specific customers, but says, quote, "It shouldn't be long before Grobe Aerospace will be in a position to start announcing orders. We are actually exceeding our sales targets," unquote. This year, Grobe came to NBAA to showcase a new-look cabin designed by Porsche Design Studio on display at booth 7365. In development news, test aircraft number 3 is now fully assembled, with ground testing of systems underway. This will be followed at month's end by taxiing tests and quickly thereafter the first flight. With 6 passengers and 1 pilot, the SPN can fly nonstop 1,800 nautical miles. The aircraft features by far the largest cabin among light business jets, as well as a large passenger door. The SPN is unique in its class because it's designed to operate on unimproved gravel or grass runways as short as 3,000 feet. That's normally the domain of turboprops. The SPN will be certified for single-pilot operation and is equipped with an advanced Honeywell avionics suite. Sino-Swearingen Aircraft Corporation is here at NBAA, in main part to assure potential customers that despite the news of recent layoffs and the soap opera involving the Taiwanese government's attempt to leave its role as lead investor, the company is delivering aircraft. SSAC also reports those planes are performing well and exciting their owners. Sino delivered its second customer SJ-30 to Action Aviation at NBAA on Tuesday. Serial number 007 is on display at the static area at booth 17 throughout the show. Action Aviation Chairman Hamish Harding says the plane is destined for a customer, but will be used initially for demos in Europe and the Middle East. Quote, "The SJ-30 is the perfect aircraft for these markets with its long range and high cruise speed," unquote. SSAC also announced on Tuesday the first customer SJ-30, serial number 006, has now logged over 300 hours since entering service in February with Jet Ventures Jetran International LLC. It has averaged over 50 hours per month and visited numerous cities in the continental U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and made 8 Atlantic crossings since its delivery. Jet Ventures Jetran CEO Douglas Jaffe commented, quote, "As the first customer, we were fully expecting some growing pains, but they just haven't happened. The aircraft is performing well and is everything we knew it would be when I first got involved with the program so many years ago," unquote. The company got an unexpected endorsement recently from actor and pilot Morgan Freeman, who told reporters he hopes to own an SJ-30. FLIR Systems has released its EVS-3, a low-cost, environmentally sealed, compact thermal imager built specifically for the general aviation industry. EVS-3 provides fixed and rotary wing pilots with improved situational awareness, especially when close to the ground. The company says it costs far less than competing systems and is the smallest, lightest package size and most affordable vision enhancement system on the market. FLIR says the EVS-3 meets the most demanding environmental requirements while providing reduced power consumption and near-instant-on capability. EVS-3 is based on the same technology that has already been embraced by the marine industry and automakers such as BMW. We knew the crowds were big in Atlanta this year, but now it's official. NBAA says 27,936 attendees registered for the event. That's before the doors at the Georgia World Congress Center opened on Tuesday morning. And that's an increase of over 10% compared to last year's event in Orlando. A record-breaking 1,152 exhibitors and about 115 business aircraft are featured, and over 100 informational sessions are being offered. The event runs through Thursday. Still ahead, Delta and United are awarded new direct routes to China. An FAA communications glitch causes delayed and canceled flights in Tennessee. And would you make a reservation to avoid standing in an airport security line? You're listening to Aero News.
As we enjoy NBAA this week, Eclipse's state-of-the-art production system is humming with activity. The company is leveraging advanced manufacturing methods not traditionally used in aviation to dramatically increase manufacturing efficiency, including moving assembly lines and robotics. Eclipse now has more than 1,500 employees and has the facilities to increase production to over 4 Eclipse 500s per day. Be sure to stop by the Eclipse Aviation exhibit and take a look at the revolutionary Eclipse 500, the world's first VLJ, and the new Eclipse concept jet.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 350 and 400 are now available with either an Abadine or Garmin electronic cockpit. The new Garmin G1000 equipped Columbia 350 and 400 have just been introduced with the new ReadyPad. While the G1000 panel integrates all navigation and flight instruments into two high-resolution screens, incorporating GPS, nav, comm, autopilot, transponder, and flight director into one easy-to-use package. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144 or check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, September 26, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Delta Airlines and United Airlines will be awarded routes to China. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters was at NBAA on Tuesday and announced the new service to China from Atlanta and San Francisco. Quote, by bringing China and the U.S. one step closer, we increase our ability to compete, boost our success in the global marketplace, and make international travel for all passengers easier and more affordable, unquote. Delta will be the first carrier to fly from Atlanta to Shanghai. United was awarded a direct route from San Francisco to Guangzhou starting in 2008. Both the Delta and United awards represent final decisions by the department. Peters also proposed awards for 4 new daily flights to begin in 2009, American Airlines for Chicago-Beijing service, Continental Airlines for Newark-Shanghai, Northwest for Detroit-Shanghai, and U.S. Airways for Philadelphia-Beijing service. Final decisions will follow further public comment. The announcement on Tuesday is the result of an agreement signed in July with the Chinese government to open up airways between the two countries and double the number of daily flights allowed between the U.S. and China over the next 5 years. The agreement also allows for new cargo flights operating to and from the U.S. and China. Chinese officials agreed only if the service was limited and regulated by the DOT. Air traffic in and out of Nashville, Tennessee came to a standstill Tuesday when the FAA had a communication system failure in Memphis. Dozens of flights were canceled or delayed as the FAA scrambled to hand off traffic to other air traffic control facilities. The agency said the outage involved a failed line into the High Altitude Communication Center in Memphis about 11:30 a.m. local time. Departures from Nashville resumed after about 3 hours, but schedule disruptions lasted throughout the day. If you just walk unannounced into a popular restaurant or onto a popular golf course, you'll end up turned away or facing a long wait for a table or tee time. If you want to dine or play without waiting, you make a reservation. Everybody knows that. But would the same principle work for airport security screenings? Kip Hawley, head of the Transportation Security Administration, tells USA Today the agency is considering trying a reservation system which would provide quick trips through security lines for travelers who made reservations for low-volume times in advance. And we're not talking 2 a.m. here either. Hawley says even moving a peak 20 to 30 minutes earlier could make a difference. The idea is a little out there, and Hawley admits the airports and airlines he has spoken to were not interested, unquote. And finally, for many decades now, airplanes have been used to tow banners and write enormous smoky messages, hoping to draw the attention of people on the ground to advertisements in the sky. Now, at least two ad firms in the UK are reversing the concept, creating gigantic flat ads on the ground, which are seen only by pilots and their passengers from above. Reuters reports a company called AdAir launched its new service in London on Tuesday, offering clients huge ads near some of the world's busiest runways. AdAir has reportedly raised £5 million in equity and spent 5 years securing sites around airports including Heathrow, Paris, Geneva, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Tokyo, and Abu Dhabi. The attraction is the ability to display an ad message in an uncluttered environment, something which gets harder to find every day in the world. As ANN reported, the industry has a short but controversial history in the UK, where ad firm Sports Media Gaming painted a field beneath an approach to London Gatwick Airport with a 100,000-square-foot ad for an erotic website featuring the silhouette of a naked female pole dancer. 2 years earlier, that same firm used nude images of a man with two women to promote a deodorant. Hopefully, AdAir's execution of the concept will be a little more tasteful, especially in that space under the approach to Abu Dhabi International. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I managed to snag a few minutes with a very busy Ed Bolin of the NBAA. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, www.aero-news.net. In Atlanta, I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.